You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I wanted to speak about some Hanukkah halacha, specifically regarding lighting candles, Matzai Shabbos, where to light candles, Matzai Shabbos, when to light candles, Matzai Shabbos. We're not so much going to speak about where to light on Friday afternoon. That's going to be a little bit of a different shilas. If everybody wants to know if they're going away for Shabbos, what they should do, maybe we'll talk about that later, maybe not. But let's talk about when to light candles, Matzai Shabbos, to start with. Let's say a person usually waits for Rabbeinu Tam. As a chumra, you know, most people who wait for Rabbeinu Tam after Shabbos, it's usually mi chumra. So should they be machmer for that chumra on Matzai Shabbos, this Matzai Shabbos, because on one hand, you want to light as early as you can, because the Zman HaBlaka is really, earlier. If you're going to wait till Rabbeinu Tam, so it's a lot later. So when should a person light? So look at what Moshe Feinstein writes in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simon Samach Beis. Says the Ramosha, of course, once it's on Shabbos, you obviously can't light. But once Shabbos is over, says Ramosha, Motzai Shabbos, Os Lahadik Nechanaka Kodim HaChamisha Minut, before 50 minutes.
After
Shkia. That's what Ramosha says is the time in New York, the earliest time for Shabbos to be over. Oh, Ula Eilu Shemamtinim, B'chol Motzai Shabbos, at Acha Ayin Beis, for those who do wait 72 minutes, what we call Rabbeinu Tam, which is kifi haroi lebnei Torah v'yeh Hashem Yisrael, which is a proper thing to do. It's a proper thing for bnei Torah to wait 72 minutes. So those people who do wait every 72, ein lahem lemaher gam b'shul near Chanukah. If you wait 72 every week, so this week also on Chanukah, you should also wait your 72 minutes. Even if af kishenogim kagra b'chol davar, even if you hold like the Gra, who is of the opinion that candle lighting should be right at Shkia, it's the earliest opinion. And he says, even if you follow the Gra in all matters, you know, both the Hakel and the Hachmer, still you shouldn't be. You should still, even though you follow the Gra in all matters, and you theoretically should light as soon as you can. Here, I don't think you should be Mekel in your Chumra of passing like Rabbeinu Tam. And let's go on a tangent because he says something fascinating. He says, you know why? He says, because the reason you pass like the Gra is not really because you're a posek, it's because the Gra told you. So, the halacha is that... One second. Okay, we'll skip that for now. He says, therefore, Matzei Shabbos, skip the italics, Shalachem, Matzei Shabbos, Tzorech Lahamten Ad La'acha Shud Tzeisa Kochav Gam L'Rabbeinu Tam, which when we were in Europe was 72 minutes, and here it's at least 50 minutes, so you shouldn't do anything earlier than that.
Do we know if the Gra himself waits 72 hours, 72 minutes?
I don't know. So Ramosh is telling you that you should be concerned with a chumra that you typically have, and I think part of it might make sense, since anyway you're really missing the regular, the Ikar Zman Hadlaka. If you hold that Hadlaka is at, like the Gra, which is at Shkia, so if you're going to wait at least for Shabbos to be, which is anyway 15 minutes, so Shabbos is definitely over, so you miss the Gra anyway. So why light right this second? So that's what the Ramosha says. Keep your Chomra of Rabbeinu Tam. Comes the Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehiyeh
B'Dvaro. Rabbeinu Tam is 72 minutes?
Comes the Shlomo Zalman and says that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, we really, really paskin. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that Shabbos is over when the Gaonim assume Shabbos is over, which is, you know, not so long after Shkia. I don't know, 35, 40 minutes after Shkia. That's how it works in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, what about Rabbeinu Tam? It's very nice. There's an opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, but that's not really how we paskin Mikra in Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos being over. Rabbeinu Tam is a real chumrah. Ikam in Hagegim says the Rishon Zalman Be'eretz Yisrael Hukva Kedas HaGaonim, that Shabbos is over early. V'gam Eil Hanogim LaHachmir Al Kopan B'Doraisa V'Kabeinu Tam. There are people who are Machmir, at least by Doraisas, to wait Rabbeinu Tam's man after Shabbos. That's only a Chumrah. Lo Kibla Aleim Davar Zeh Elo B'Torah's Chumrah. Aval Lo Chashashu L'Kach Mikra Adin. It's just a Chumrah. It's just a chumra to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam on Matzei Shabbos. And therefore, what do you have in front of you? You have a chumra on one hand, and you have the time, the fact that you're supposed to be lighting candles right when Shabbos is over, on the other hand. Umishum kein benidon didan sheish lacha sheyavar ikras man hamitzvah. When is the right time to light candles on Motzei Shabbos? Well, you can't light at Shkia, so maybe you light, you know, at Tzeis HaKelchavim. So Tzeis HaKelchavim, if you're going to wait for 72 minutes, when really we hold like the Gaonim who say, let's say Shabbos is over, I don't know, 30 minutes, 35, 40 minutes after Shkia, if you're going to be frum and wait for the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam an extra 32 minutes, you ended up missing the Ikar Zman Hadlaka, which would be earlier than that. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it does not make sense to be machmir for your chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam at the expense of being mekel and missing out what might be the right time to light Hanukkah candles. So what we have here is machlokas from Moshe Feinstein, who says keep your chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says no, you should light right when Shabbos is over on the Israeli luach. That's when you should light and not be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. Don't be machmir for chumrah at the expense of a kula. This is a very big yisod in life in general.
So which time? Oftentimes,
when you have a chumrah in some area that you want to be from and you want to be machmir, but almost always does it have a kula in some other area, whether it's been adul chaver or some other area of avodas Hashem.
So which man did they do in Eretz Yisrael?
The Gaonim.
Which is with how much time now?
Not Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah. Which man is it? Four.
The Gaonim.
What's this man? How
it depends on a certain amount of 30, it depends on the time of year.
What is it?
35, 40 minutes after Shkia, around there. That in Eretz Yisrael. But I saw a fascinating, I heard from Schechter in a shir, or maybe he said this, I don't know if he said privately to me or in a shir, a fascinating point. He said that, let's say you're going to go like Ramosha. Ramosha says, I'm sorry, let's say you're going to go like Rav Shlomo Zalman, and you're going to light, you know, every Matzah Shabbos you wait 72 minutes. And here, punk, this Matzah Shabbos Chanukah, you're going to keep, you're going to take the early, you know, Havdalah time. Why? Because you want to light candles? Oh. So what's the halach when you have a minhag that you do, a minhag tov that you do numerous times? That becomes like a nether. So if you have a nether that you, let's say, for example, are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam every week, so all of a sudden this week you're not going to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, that lechora should require hataras nedarim.
Yeah, but every year does that towards the dorm, so there's really no...
What if it is thought now?
So you're saying you did a Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
What if you decided right now?
So Rosh Hashanah pointed out that there's a Dagul Miravava on your Adeya. I didn't find it, but I'm not sure if I didn't have it on my computer. It could be in the real hardbound Shulchan Aruch. But the Dagul Miravava, that's, I believe, the Noda Behuda's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says that if you have a Minhag Tov that you only want to suspend one time, you don't want to discontinue it entirely. If you want to discontinue a Minhag Tov entirely, then that's where you need Hataras Nedarim. But if something comes up, one unusual situation, let's say, for example, a guy's Makpid on Mayim Achronim. Okay, great, it's a Minhag Tov, and therefore if you do it three times without saying the nether, it's binding as a nether. One time you find yourself, you're on a train or a plane, and the bathrooms are locked, and you can't get up, and there's no standing sign, and you have to stay in your seat, and you have to, for whatever it is, you have to bench, and you just can't, there's no option to wash. You don't have to do Hataras Nedarim with the three people sitting near you. Because that one time is not considered a breaking of a nether if it's something that you do plan on continuing, just this one specific instance prevents you from doing so. So here, a person who keeps Rabbeinu Tam Matzah Shabbos as a Chumrah, it's a great Minhag Tov. A Yirei Shemayim should do it. It's a worthwhile investment. This Shabbos, you know, this Matzah Shabbos, you're not going to do it because it's at the expense, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's at the expense of Hadlakas Neiros. So says Rav Shechter, says in Odom Yehuda, you don't have to do Hataras Nedarim for that one time, this Matzah Shabbos, that you're going to be missing the typical Shita. So right, this could be, maybe this is limited to a Minhag Tov. Could be. Okay, so now we have a very common shaila, and that is many people will either be going away for Shabbos or having guests for Shabbos. Comes Motzei Shabbos, you make Havdalah, and now you want to know where should the people light. Should they light where they were for Shabbos, or should they go home to wherever they typically call home? So I had in my notes, I think it's from Schechter, that it's proper to light lights when you get home, because your real home is not where you were for Shabbos, but it's where you live, what do you call your home. But where you're visiting for Shabbos, so where you're lighting for Shabbos, that's at least would be Bizman. It's not your real home, but it's where you are for Shabbos. At least you could light Bizman, which is right as Shabbos is over. Nevertheless, Tosus, we know that Shitas Tosus is, which is how the Rama passes. And nowadays, what's the main Hadlakas Haneiros? The Ikar Hadlakas Haneiros nowadays is not for the people on the street. It's not for the passersby. It's not for the Rabbim. Rather, the Ikar Hadlakas Haneiros nowadays is for the Bnei Habayis. And therefore, as long as the people in your house are awake, so that's the Ikar, that's the main Hadlakas Haneiros, Ikar Hadin. And therefore, since Ikar Hadin is for your family and the proper location is really your bias that's kavua, as opposed to the bias where you just were for Shabbos, therefore it would be proper to light when you get home, even if it will be 11 o'clock at night, because you and your family will be there. However, I think I heard it from Shachter. I had it in my notes, and I think I heard it from Shachter. However, I found that Shlomo Zalman, again, we're going to go through 3 points from Shlomo Zalman tonight. The second point, Shlomo Zalman's comments in Halichas Shlomo, page 279, the following. Let's say you're staying somewhere. It doesn't have to be Matzei Shabbos. It could be any day that you slept over at somebody's house and you're there the next evening as well. Let's say you go to somebody on a Tuesday night, you're there until Wednesday afternoon, late in the afternoon. So that Wednesday afternoon, you could either light where you were the previous day or you could wait till you get home at 10 o'clock Wednesday night. So in such a case, which is most common on Matzei Shabbos, Tosh Yadlik Sham. It's better to light where you were already, where you were for Shabbos, Bizman.
Even after Shabbos?
Correct.
Even if you're leaving within, let's say, you stay for a half hour, you don't even have to stay.
Yeah, even if you leave right, if you don't get it right away, that's not, you missed the best man.
What?
If you didn't do it right away, you missed the best man.
So then you got to do it right away, and then even if you leave. It's okay.
So that's what we're going to say. But you do have to stay there for a half hour after that. So that's what Shlomo Zalman is saying, that the best thing would be not, like I said before, but I think I heard from Shabbat, but rather to light where you were for Shabbos and hang out there for half an hour. Does that mean that you have to have Malach Malka there? So if you look at the footnotes, number Lamed Vav, you don't have to have Malach Malka there. It doesn't have to be that you are being kaver yourself anew for this new night. The fact that you were there for last night, and you're just being mamshich, your last night's visit, into Motzei Shabbos, the beginning of Motzei Shabbos, 5 p.m. Motzei Shabbos, 5:30 p.m. Motzei Shabbos, you're just continuing to have been a visitor from the last night, so you could light, even though you're not going to be there Saturday night sleeping there.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Does it make a difference what time you're going to get home? Let's say you're going to get home 12 o'clock.
No, it doesn't make a difference, because the Ikar Hadlaka is for the family.
So you get at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's you light in your house.
Because your family, the Ikar is for your family, correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the third point, an interesting nekuda. On Matzei Shabbos, another point from that I'd like to share with you from Shlomo Zalman's Sefer Halicha Shlomo. On Matzei Shabbos, what do we do first? Do we do Havdalah, or do we do Chanukah candles? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens explicitly, Tafresh Pei Aleph, Zifbeiz, Madlikin er Chanukah bebeis HaKnesses, Kodem Havdalah. First we light Chanukah candles, and then Havdalah is later in Shul.
In Shul.
What's the reason for that? The reason for that, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though what's Tadir Ve'en Sheino Tadir, you think Havdalah is Tadir. So really you should do Havdalah first. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, no. After mitzvahs Havdalah Tadir, we come home, koma denucha la'achir, lotzis mina Shabbos, the later we can make Shabbos leave, the better it is. Therefore, the later we can delay Havdalah, the better it is. So let's do the Chanukah candles first, and Havdalah later. What? Right, so obviously not being Mechal Shabbos. Now, no one lets you Mechal. So you say Baruch HaMavdil, or Atachar Antonil. Right, so apparently what you see is that even though you are ending Shabbos and allowing yourself to do Malacha of lighting the candles, and you said Atachar Antonil, or you said Baruch HaMavdil, apparently there still is an aura of Shabbos that you're not going to do main significant other Malachas before you say Havdalah. That's what I saw in the footnotes in Shlomo Zalman. I don't have it here, but that's what he says. It's still the fact that you're not getting involved in other malachas. There's still some inyan of covered Shabbos that continues, even though you're right. Shabbos is over. You're doing the malach of lighting the ner. But still, you see that the Mefarshim say, koma, the Gemara talks about this idea, koma, the Efsher, la'acher, is haftalah, you do. I think it's a Gemara.
So what's it then during the week?
Comes the Ramah. And says, that's in Shul, what about at home? Says the Ramah, so if I was Medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, I would say, in the Beis HaKnesses, you do Chanukah candles first, But at home, you should do the opposite, because the Shulchan Aruch talked about a shul doing Hanukkah first. Comes to Ramah and says, no. Kol shukem b'beis ha-shamadlik v'chakach ma'avdil. Says Ramah, since you already heard Havdalah in shul, so already it's, you know, theoretically Shabbos is really, really, really over for you, you might as well do Hadlakah. Why should you do Havdalah if you already were Yotzi as somewhat of a Havdalah earlier? So therefore, Ramah says that both in shul and at home, you're supposed to first do Hanukkah candles and Havdalah later.
What's it about?
However, sorry, hold on, sorry. Hold on. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at this Mishnah Berurah,
where is that?
Oh, I'm not sure where the Mishnah Berurah is. One second. Yes, so let's turn to Shlomo Zalman to the next page. And I'm sorry, I want to just point that. I thought it was, I quoted the Mishnah Berurah here, but if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Ramah said that at home you should do candles first, Hanukkah candles first, I believe the Mishnah Berurah in the other part that I didn't quote, cut and paste, says that you could do either one. Whatever you do, different minhagim, whatever your minhag is fine. You could do either one. You could either do candles first or Havdalah first. Whatever your minhag is, different minhagim, and that's fine.
Why don't you say you're sure? You should sure. You should do the Havdalah first, because Todah Vachin and Todah Vachin. I thought that it should be done.
So we saw the svar in the Mishnah Berurah that that maybe you won't apply Todah Vachin and Todah because you want to be ma'acher Havdalah. You want
what
to make Havdalah be as late
before Ma'ariv, for instance. Is it better to do Ma'ariv first and then Havdalah? Then Havdalah is Neres Chanukah, or Havdalah is Neres Chanukah first and then Havdalah?
So whatever. There's no, meaning you're saying if you have a choice to light at the time when the it's not such a common question, because the only time that question would arise is if you hold like the Gra that you're lighting it at Shkia, and the minyan that you need to that you typically go to is at Shkia. So if that's what you hold, then you daven in our shul, we daven at Shkia. So then you have a choice between lighting Hanukkah candles at Shkia bisman, at the best man if you hold that, those who hold it exactly at Shkia. Or davening Marav, because that's your regular minhag at Shkia, what should you do first? Tadir v'sheino tadir. So then maybe you'd argue that you should daven Marav first. But typically, there's no inyan to specifically daven Marav before.
So let's say you daven normally, let's say at 6:30, 7 o'clock.
So you should light when you light, and then daven Marav at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Tadir v'sheino tadir only means that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you right now that you're about to do, and you have to figure out which one to do, it's two chiyuvim. So do the chiyuv that's the more common chiyuv. If you daven ma'ariv at 6:30 or 7 or 8 or 9, so that's what I did tonight. I daven ma'ariv at 9:15, like I usually do Thursday nights, and I lit candles whenever I light my candles.
Before or after?
Before. Hours before. I lit my candles like 4:30, 4:45, 5 o'clock. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
You don't have a minhag?
Of what?
If Mishnah Berurah says you can choose between...
Yeah, if you don't have a minhag, I don't remember. I think I wrote it on my Hanukkah halacha sheet, what to do if you don't have a minhag. I just don't remember what I wrote. The Shlomo Zalman has a fascinating svara here, a really gishmak alamdasha svara of why the lighting of the base Knesses comes before Havdalah. And look at the top of page 3. V'hatash v'beisa Knesses... How come in a shul it's clear? Everyone agrees that you do the Hanukkah candles first. At home there's machlokas, what you do first. Why? What's the difference between lighting in a shul where everyone agrees?
It's not a real Havdalah in shul.
It's not a real Havdalah?
No, it's not really a Havdalah.
That's funny, because you could have said it's not a real Hadlaka.
It's not mixing, but yeah, Hadlaka's also.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how you're going to say that, because you could... So let's see. Hatanja based Knesses Madlikin Tchil Chuli Alman Eres Chanukah. Why in a shul does everyone agree that first you do Chanukah candles? As opposed to in the house, third line, Vailu Bebayis, Hadavat Talib Menhagim. In a house, I told you there are two different Menhagim what to do first. Nearest, says Shlomo Zalman. To cave, and listen to this beautiful svara. To cave and Shadlokas Neres Chanukah. But based on Knesses Umitzad HaMinhag. That which we light candles in shul does not appear in Shas. As I spoke about in Chamayrav this week, it does not appear in Shas. It's not a mission. It's not a Gemara. It's a minhag. It's a minhag that some of the Rishonim don't even understand where the minhag came from. But it's at most a minhag. Okay. So what's the halacha if you have a minhag and a din? What should you do first?
Din. No.
Look what he says. Surprise. Hareza Dome Kriyas Megillas Shehashim Virus. What do we lane first? Do we lane Shehashim or Rus first, or we lane Kriyas HaTorah first? Shehashim or Rus, which is a minhag, we lane first. Why? Why don't we do the din of Kriyas HaTorah of laning, and then Shehashim Rus? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, well, the reason why we do the minhag first is Mipnei Chavivusan. And therefore, Mipnei Chavivusan ve'en choshishim l'haktim es hatadir. Because of the chavivus of minhag, we do the minhag before the thing that is the din, and we don't apply the rule of tadir. And that's why, by the way, look what he says in the parentheses. What's the one Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, that's not a minhag, but it's actually a din? Megillas Esther? Guess what? We lay Megillas Esther.
After
laning, because laning is a chiyuv and Kriyas Megillah is a chiyuv. When you have two chiyuvim, that's when you apply the din of tadir v'sheino tadir. Brilliant. So when you have two chiyuvim like Megillah Esther and Kriyas HaTorah, you do tadir v'sheino tadir first, you do Kriyas HaTorah. But by the other Megillahs, when one's a chiyuv, one's a reshus, you don't apply tadir v'sheino tadir. So if you don't apply it, then you could do what everybody loves. Everybody loves the Megillahs, right? It's Geshmak. Everybody's excited about Megillahs. Everybody loves lighting Hanukkah candles in shul because it's a minhag. It's exciting. So that's why it would go before the Havdalah. Masha'en came when you light Hanukkah candles at home, that's a chiyuv, and Havdalah is a chiyuv. When you have two chiyuv, and then we do apply the din of Tadir Shenu Tadir. Okay. I want to finish off this shir with a very cute point unrelated to Hadlakas Neros, and that is, only I would never have, you know, thought of the shayla if I didn't see it in Rosh Shlomo Zalman Sefer. Are you allowed to warm up sufganiyot on Shabbos? What's the shayla? The shayla is, again, this goes into how we could give three shiurim on Hilchos Bishul b'Shabbos, on the Isurim d'Rabbanon of Hazara and Shia. Let's say you have a chalent pot. So we know that you're allowed to heat solids up on top of the cholent pot. If you have a piece of potato kugel, you have this leftover potato kugel, you have some dry schnitzel, you have any other kugel, you have deli roll, you have berekas, you could put them on top of your cholent pot to warm up. Why? Because they are solid. If there would be a liquid, so you're not allowed to warm up cold liquids even on top of a pot, even keder al gabe keder, like on top of a cholent pot. You can't put a soup on top of your chalent pot to warm up soup. That would be bishulacher. That would be yesh bishulacher bishul belach. We're machmir that's not permitted. That's like considered cooking. Heating up the liquid would be awesome. What happens when you have something that's a solid and a liquid, like meatballs and gravy? So here, Ashkenazim, we're machmir. We would not warm up meatballs and gravy on top of the chalent on Shabbos. It happens to be, I'll just tell you a helpful hint, Rav Avadia's maker. Rav Avadia says, we follow Rov. We define every food by Rov, and if the most of the dish is meatballs, and there's minority gravy, then it's this is called a food, and we're not worried about the fact that you boiled up the liquid. And we say, Ashkenazim say, what in the world are you saying? It's not a matter of Rov or Miot here. You're not allowed to boil up, you're not allowed to heat up liquids. There's liquid here. Halachically, you're following Rome, yeah, but you boil up liquid. It's a funny svara of that, yeah, but that's okay. Why is that so important? Because sometimes when you have like a chalent, Rav Adi holds, if the majority of the chalent, if it's a thick chalent, you could warm that up on top of another pot. You could warm up something that's mamish that has liquid in it on top of another pot. So if you have a svardi, you could maybe ask the svardi to do it. Because for him, it's mutal chatchila. Once he does it, then it's mutter for the Jew, not the Jews, it's mutter to the Ashkenazim to enjoy it as well. So that comes up helpful, you know, like in camp, you have one Sephardi, in yeshiva, you have one resident Sephardi, they could really help the rest of the tzibur. So now we have the shayla. What about jelly donuts? Donuts are fine, but the jelly is liquid. So you let it warm up, could I take my jelly donut? Tomorrow night you're going to have a cholent, a pot on the flame.
It's a jelly.
There's no difference between the gravy of the meatball and the jelly of the donut.
So we have machlokas, bleachers.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah?
Because if you let it stand, it turns into a jelly.
You're making a very good point. You're saying that at room temperature,
all of those rotate.
Okay, so let's see what Shlomo Zalman said. So typically, when it comes to liquids, we of course are concerned. We're not going to heat up liquids on Shabbos, even on top of another pot, like on top of a Shalom pot. Says Shlomo Zalman with the first highlighted line, that iser to heat up liquids is dafka kama mayim, yayin, v'chalav, shem mashkim kumurim, things that are genuinely liquid. They are very non-viscous. The word of the day is viscosity. Things that have a high viscosity, like water and chalav and yayin, that's when we have the ister of bishul achar bishul. V'lo b'dvarim ha'ne'achalim af b'shem lachem. If you have a potato kugel, no one says that the little moisture on top of the potato kugel, right? The potato kugel is glistening, right? It's glistening. It's oil. That's liquid. No one says, oh, you can't put on a potato kugel because the glistening moisture is going to also get heated up and it's going to be bishul achar bishul. It's considered bishul achar bishul and it's halach. It's moist. It's liquid. No one says that. Why not? Because every solid food has a little bit of that moisture. And nevertheless, we consider it moist. And therefore, he says, when it comes to jelly, the jelly is inside of the dough. And the majority is the dough. We could also rely on those mekilim who I mentioned that we follow rov. So he holds that because it's not.
Viscous is thick.
Oh, the opposite. So water has a low viscosity. Okay, the water has a low viscosity. Jelly has a high viscosity, thank you. And then for jelly, where you have a combination of being a low viscosity, a high viscosity, as well as the fact that other sheets that I told from, like Rav Avadi says, that there's a rove is solid, you could be mekel and put your jelly donuts on top of your chalent. Oh, Rabosa, we come out with a big nafkamina. It could be if you have a lot of jelly, I'm talking like really big globs of jelly, and more jelly than dough, then it might be a problem because you don't have that other svar of rav. So we should be zochet to a sweet and a freilich and a lichtigen, Chanukah, we should be zochet to mekayim all the halachas.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.